Begin the current daf masech this erev and daf samach zayin. We begin 3 lines down from the top of the amud. The Gemara continues and concludes the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, we had a statement from Shmuel that Shmuel said that ein ma'arvin mechatz lachatzal, that ein mevatlin mechatz lachatzal. Although we're allowed to do a concept called bittel, as if people forgot to make an erev from before Shabbos, and they have to be considered as if one person owns this domain, this chatzar. That's what we accomplish with Erev by joining together, and we consider it as if it's one person's. Let's say they forgot to do that. So what they can utilize is the concept of Bittel to say, you know what, it's going to be yours as an individual, just by the virtue of we're saying that we have no right of way over here, we're relinquishing our rights, and therefore the only one left is this one person. We view it as then as his chatzar, an individual chatzar. There everyone could carry in it just like they could carry in someone's home. But Shmuel said, although we could do Bittel, we can only do it when it's intrinsic for what's necessary for a person to use. Let's say it's all the houses in one chatzar, that now they're not going to be able to use their own chatzar. For that is where we allowed bittel. But to go ahead and extend that, let's say it's from one quarter to another, where each individual quarter can use their area, they just want to have a more area to use, which is the other neighboring chatzar. For that, we didn't allow this exception of bittel. On that, we had a machlekes between Abaye and Rava regarding where did Shmuel say that ein ma'arvin chatz l'chatzah. That Abaye said that although he doesn't allow it, that's when they're parallel, and that is where they both have their way to go ahead and open up into the Rosh Hashanah. But when it's a case of zelif n'mizeh, when you have a courtyard that's within a different courtyard, then we say that since the ones in the internal one, they are oisrin, they make it forbidden for the outer ones because they have the right of way, and they're ma'arvin, they could make an erev from before Shabbos if they wanted to, then they can utilize the heter of bittel. Whereas Rava said that no, even in the case of zelif n'mizeh, he gave 4 different scenarios to have that case. 3 out of the 4 he said you still cannot do bittel. And the 4th one was the one exception that was on the top of this amud, where we said that is going to be a case when you can do bittel. Now, one of the three cases in which were usher to do bittel was the 3rd case, and that is a Rava's idea of Eim Avram Chatz L'Chatzar is that we can never have someone from one courtyard relinquishing his rights that he has in another courtyard. And the case was when they had placed the Eriv, when we have these 2 courtyards, one outer one, one inner one, and the inner one can only get out to Rosh Hashanah or to the Mavi through the outer one, they placed their Eriv, that is including the people from the outer courtyard, in the inner courtyard. And then someone from the inner courtyard forgot to join with the Erev. Now, the only way he can make it permitted for everyone is to do bittel. So he said that the only way his bittel would work if, since everyone is considered living in the inner courtyard through the virtue of their Erev that they made together with the outer one, he would only be able to be mevatel if he does it also with the people in the outer courtyard. That would be considered being mevatel from a chatzar l'chatzar, and therefore that type of bittel doesn't work, and therefore you're stuck, and therefore shneim asur in both courtyards are going to be usher to carry in the chabas. That's where our current daf begins and concludes this discussion by asking a question on that case. Amalei Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua l'Rava. Regarding that 3rd case that you spoke about, that is again when the Erev is in the inner courtyard and one of the inner people from the inner courtyard forgot to go ahead and join with the Erev, and that he's the one that has to do bittel, and that can't work because although he could be mevatel to the ones from the inner courtyard, but there's the outer people that have a right of way in the inner one, and he cannot be mevatel to them because that would be considered being mevatel from chatz l'chatz. But the question is, but regarding that 3rd case, when one of the people from the inner courtyard forgot to join, and he did not make the Erev, and that we said the Erev is in the inner courtyard, why did you say in that case that both courtyards are going to be asked to carry their Shabbos? But levatel haibar panimis lebnei panimis, they have a very easy way to get out of this. Let this one from the inner courtyard who forgot to join together, let him be mevatel to the people from the inner courtyard. And although you said that then there's the people of the outer courtyard, but now once he was already mevatel his reshus to the people from the inner courtyard, v'tesi chitzayin v'tishti badai, now let the people from the outer courtyard and come and join together with the people of the inner courtyard. Why does he have to go ahead and be mevatel also to the people of the outer courtyard, which you said doesn't work because that's being mevatel from chatz l'chatzar? Let him just mevatel to one of the people, which is the people of the inner courtyard, and that's enough. He already relinquished it to somebody, which is the people from the inner courtyard. Now he's not a player whatsoever. And therefore the people from the outer courtyard could come in because now everybody that's involved is joined together. Because the only one that wasn't already relinquished his rights, at least to someone who he's allowed to, the people of his own chatzar. So although he cannot do it to those of the outer one and that caused a problem, but that's not going to be a problem because he already relinquished to the people of the inner courtyard. On that, the Gemara says, Kaman. Rava responded to Rav Huna and he says, this question that you're asking on me, whose opinion are you basing your question on? Kareb Eliezer. that he says in the tzarich levatul reshus to kol echad ve'echad, that when you're using the component of bittul, you don't have to do it for every single one. Say, you know what? I'm relinquishing my rights that I have on what you have and what you have on what you have. You don't have to go to everybody. You just have to go to one of the people, one of the parties, and say, you know what? I'm relinquishing my rights. And once he did it to one, it takes effect, and he's like not here anymore. So now it's okay for everybody. Ki kamina, when did I say my halacha that it's going to be a problem? Is l'rabbanon. Dami, that they say tzarech levatel kol echad ve'echad, that it's not enough to be levatel to one person. You have to go to every single person that is a party over here. That you have to say to each one, I'm levatel, and therefore you have to tell this one person that forgot to, has to tell the people of the outer courtyard, and he can't, because that would be considered be levatel mechatzel lechatzer, and therefore is why I said, jishnei masur, because that's not going to work, based on the principle of Shmuel, of e levatel mechatzel lechatzer. That concludes that discussion. Now the Gemara moves on the same topic and says, as a way of introduction, Rav Chisda Rav Sheshes, when these two great Torah giants, Ki Pagi Bahad Adadi, when they would meet one another, Rav Chisda Martoin Sevase Mimas Niyosid Rav Sheshes, Rav Chisda's lips would tremble from the Tanoic Brises and Mishnayis of Rav Sheshes, that he knew all the Mishnayis on the top of his lips. And he was Rav Chisda was afraid that Rav Sheshes is going to ask him, well, what do you do about the contradiction of that Mishnah and that Mishnah? And he's going to ask him to resolve that. And he wasn't as fluent in the Mishnayis as Rav Sheshes was. Rav Sheshes marte kule gufe, and Rav Sheshes' entire body would tremble, mipipuli Rav Chisda, from the great pilpul and the Torah discourses of Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda was very sharp, and he had a great power of logic, and his questions were very deep and profound. So therefore, each one was afraid of the other one with their strengths and learning that they had. Anyway, so the Gemara says that one time they met up with each other. Rav Chisda asked Rav Sheshes the following question. Said, Shnei batim mishnei tzidi rishus ram. Let's say you have a public domain that passes through, and on each side there is a house. Now on either side is these two homes. Ubo nachrim v'hikifu mechitza b'shabbos. Then non-Jews came, and they surrounded these two homes with walls on Shabbos. And that is, they closed off the Rishus Rabim. So you have the two walls of the home that are closing it, let's say, in east and west. Now, north and south, in middle of the street, they went and made walls, which made it essentially like a courtyard that both these homes opened into. Mahu, what is the halacha? In other words, now that you have these two people, it's basically a courtyard, because what happens is that there's a halacha that was said on Daf Chav that any mechitza, any wall that was made on Shabbos, whether it was done inadvertently or even intentionally, it's considered mechitza. And definitely here, where non-Jews did it, we didn't even do it, it's considered full-fledged mechitzas. So in a sense, you have a chatzar here, you have a courtyard, because it's blocked off these four walls. So though it's in the middle of the Rishus Rabim, the question was, now that they're open into a chatzar, can they be mevatel? We can't make an erev on Shabbos. Could I be mevatel my rishus to the guy across the street? And then it's like he owns it. It's like one big domain I could carry in the chatzar on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Ali b'demando amar, and this was related to the discussion on the previous daf, according to the one that says, Ein bitl rishus mechatzar lechatzar, that you cannot do, as we said from Shmuel, you cannot be mevatel rishus, a right of way that I have from one courtyard to another courtyard. And as we had said over there, that the reason is that since they don't make it forbidden one on the other, because each one in their own respective areas they could carry, then we said they cannot be mevatel their right of way they have in the, for that the other one can use his area. And that is, although that if they wanted to make an Erev, they can make an Erev. But from that idea of Shmuel, we see that you have to have both components. You have to have Oysin Uma Arvin. You have to have the ability that each one would make it forbidden to carry in their respective area. And that if they were able to, they were able to make an Erev. So according to that one that says that you cannot do it from Chatz L'Chatzer, because there you're not going to have the element of Oysin, Loi Tibayelach. According to that opinion, definitely is no question that definitely over here, where you don't have either reason, you don't have Oisrin, meaning when before Shabbos, none of them were making it forbidden one or the other one, because there wasn't even a Chatzar there. And definitely they weren't able to make an Erev again, because again, the Chatzar was only created on Shabbos. So for sure there's no question that they would not be able to mevatel the Rishus of it, that each one has the right in this Chatzar to the other one, and therefore they would not be able to carry in this Chatzar that was created by the non-Jews on Shabbos. As the Gemara says, Hashta, if you find in the place the Iboyule Ruvi me et mol matzim arvi, in a case where they wanted to, they could have made an Erev from before Shabbos, which is the cases of chatzar, two chatzeres that open up to each other. Yet Amrid ain't bitl rishus mechatz lechatzar. That mandama said you cannot be mevatel that each one's courtyard to the other one's courtyard, to consider both courtyards like one big courtyard of one person, to allow them both to carry in that area. So hacha di boy leruvim me'et mo le'matzim ha'avri. So in this case, where even if they had wanted to make an erev before Shabbos, they could not have made, again, because the chatzar wasn't even there. So lekoshkin, isn't it definite that in such a case, as in our case, that for sure, they would not be able to utilize this heter of bittel. Ki di boy lech, the whole question would apply according to the one that says, as we found on the previous daf, that's what Rabbi Yochanan had said, yesh bitl rishus mechatz lechatz, that you are allowed to go ahead and be mevatel your rishus, even if it's to extend, you have your chatz, but you want to extend and to be able to use the other person's chatz on Shabbos, even though there is not the element of oisrin, you don't have oisrin. The question is, what? Do we say that hasam the iboi le'ruvi me'etmol matzim ha'arvi, that that man the Amar says, that since there, at least in that case of chatz l'chatzah, that although you don't have both components, but you have at least one of them, that you, if they wanted to, they could have made an eir from before Shabbos, so bituli nami matzah mevatel. So therefore, Rabbi Yechanan, that opinion holds that you could still do the idea of bitl from one rishus to another rishus because they had at least the idea that they could have made an eir. So therefore, when you didn't make the eir, we allow at least to use bitl. But in our case that we're talking about over here, deloy matzi ma'avi me'etmol, where they couldn't even have one of the components. If they wanted to make an erev from before Shabbos, they could not have made because the chatzar was not yet extant. Betulei nami loy matzim abatel. So therefore, maybe that there, even Rabbi Yechon would agree that you would not be able to utilize the heter of bittul. Like dimulishna, or maybe no, maybe there's no difference. That from the fact that we see that this opinion held that it's not important to have the element of oisrin, that they would make it forbidden one or the other. They also held that it's not important to have the idea of ma'arvin, that if they wanted to, that they would have to make an erev, that's not necessary. And therefore, maybe Rabbi Yechon hold, even in our case, that you could utilize the heter of bittul. So Amalei, say, responded to him, ein mevatlin. No, you cannot do bittul in our case, even according to that opinion, because you have to have at least one of the two elements. Although Rabbi Yochanan said that there is bittul mechatz lechatzer, although there's not the element of oisrin, but there is the element of ma'arvin, they could have made the erev from before Shabbos. So that here, where you don't have either one, you don't have oisrin or ma'arvin, therefore, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you cannot be mevatel your rishus regarding this chatzer that was created by the goyim on Shabbos. That was the first question of Rav Chisda. The second question he asked him, also related to this topic, he says, "Meis nachri b'Shabbos." If there are two Jews and non-Jew living in the same courtyard, and they did not go ahead and rent his domain from him for Shabbos, so therefore they couldn't make an erev, so they didn't make an erev. Then the non-Jew died on Shabbos. The question is, Mahu, what's the halacha? Now that he's dead, he's not a player whatsoever. So now we're left just with Jews. So then the question is, could they be mevatel their rishus one to the other? And that is because we know there's this concept of bittul. Now that we finally could go about our business, it's too late to make an erev because it's already Shabbos, but couldn't we do bittul? So he answered, Aliba demanda amasayich, and according to the one that says, and this was mentioned on Daf Samechayim at Beis, that where a non-Jew came on Shabbos, that we said, even though he came on Shabbos, you could rent from him his domain. And then now that he's, so to speak, negated, he's taken care of because we rented his rishus that he has in this domain, then we can go afterwards and be mevatel all the Jews that we have rights of way to the one Jew, and therefore it's going to be considered Rishus Yochad, and then we can carry in it. So according to the one that said that opinion that you could be Seichez Rishus on Shabbos, Lo Yitibayelach, according to him, there's definitely no question, because Hashter Tarti Avdin, and if, as we found in that case, where you can do two things of Heter, that is, you could rent his Rishus on Shabbos, and then go ahead and be mevatel what the Jews have amongst each other to one Jew. So chadim ibayim. So to do one, in other words, to do bittul on Shabbos. Now that the non-Jew died, where we don't have to rent from him whatsoever. The only thing we have to do is bittul. For sure, you could do that because that opinion holds you could do even both. The whole question would apply. The one that said in that story that when the non-Jew came on Shabbos, says no, you can't rent his property from him on Shabbos, and it's like the equivalent of the halacha of ma'arvin, not like the halacha of bittul, and therefore you can't go ahead and rent from him on Shabbos to do both. On that, the question is maybe tartihu delevdin. Maybe that opinion held because you can't do both. You can't do these two leniencies on Shabbos to rent from him and then do bittul. Hachada avdina, but maybe if only thing you have to do, because since he died, he's not a player whatsoever, all you have to do is to do bittul, maybe that opinion would allow it. Idimalishno, maybe that there's no difference. No, the idea is that they do not allow the bittul to be done on Shabbos in the case when you could not have done it from before Shabbos because the non-Jew was still alive in that case. So Amalei, so he responded to him, he says, I want you to know the truth. Ani ayim mevatlin. I say that in such a case, with a non-Jew died in Shabbos, you could do Bittul, because it's not similar to the case that we mentioned before over there, because here it's talking about if they wanted to make an Erev from before Shabbos, they could have made, which gets included in the concept of Ma'arvin, that although you don't have Ein Eisrin, but you would have, you would have at least the main component of Ma'arvin, so therefore they can go ahead and do the Bittul on Shabbos, because that's what it depends on. If you can make an Erev from before Shabbos, then you could do Bittul. Amnuna says in this case that you cannot do Bittul. And that is, since if you really wanted to do the Erev from before Shabbos, you cannot have done it without renting the non-Jew's property, because he was still alive on the Erev Shabbos. And therefore, Bittul only works when you could have actually, literally made the Erev. And since there was no schiris of the non-Jew's property from before Shabbos, although he's dead now, and it's like he's not here, but since we could not have made an Erev from before Shabbos because we didn't rent it, therefore we can't do Bittul either on Shabbos also. Now the Gemara continues and will be related back to what we're talking about. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Nachri sheyesh li pesach arba al arba. Regarding a non-Jew that has an opening of at least 4x4 tfachim, pasuach lebeka, that's opened up into a valley. So he has an opening from his home into the chatzar, so therefore he's a problem, but he has another opening, at least that's usable size, that's opened into a valley, let's say behind his home. So even if the entire day, all the time, he's having wagons and camels coming into his home through the Mavi way, which is the part that he's open to everybody else, Ein Yisrael b'nei Mavi, he does not make it forbidden for the rest of the people of the Mavi. So although we have all these chatzers, all these courtyards open into this Mavi, and in one of the courtyards there's a non-Jew that also has an opening on him, we cannot join in the Erev in the Shetuv and Mavayis, but since he has another opening from the other side that's open into the valley, we don't consider his opening into the Mavi to be a problem. My time, they ask, what's the reason? L'chayr, that's the one that he uses all the time. It should be considered his opening into the Mavi. So the reason is, b'pischa d'miyachid lei, regarding the opening that's distinct for him, that only it's for him, because all the other ones is that it's open to everybody, it's part of the courtyard, that's the one that he prefers the most, because that he has the most space than he has more than by the Mavi, because the Mavi has to share with everyone else. That's the alleyway where all the courtyards open up to. Here, where it's his own, that's open to the valley, where he's not being bothered, although he constantly uses the other one, that's the one that he prefers to consider his main one, and therefore he's not considered as if he's open into the Mavi, and it's not going to pose a problem. The Gemara asked the following question. That was if, let's say, he has an opening to a valley. But let's say, Pesuach leKarfavma, what if that other door opens up into a Karfav? Now, a Karfav is smaller than the valley because a Karfav is an enclosed area it has different halachas, like we're going to see on Amud Beis. It's like a Karmelis on some level. But the point is that it's smaller than the Bika. What would be the halach in that case? Would we still say that then we consider that his main one, and therefore he wouldn't pose a problem to the people in the Mavi? So Amar Nachman bar Ami Mishmedu Ulfana, that in the name of the teachings, what he heard from his Rebbe, and what his Rebbe heard from his Rebbe, and we continue on to Amud Beis, that Afilu Pesuch LeKarfav, even if this one is only opened up into a Karfav, is he still prefers that because it's still at least more airspace than he has by the Mavi, and therefore, even in such a case, he's not going to make it forbidden for the people of the Mavi. Now, on this topic, the Gemara brings the Rabbah of Rabbi Yosef and Amitavai. They both say, to qualify this, Nachri, regarding a non-Jew that has an opening to the Karfav, that's Beis Asayim, that's the size of Beis Asayim, and he also has an opening to the Mavi. So in that case, Oyser, he would still make it forbidden on the people of the Mavi, because the airspace of the Karfav, that's only Beis Asayim, is not enough. And therefore, he would not consider that as his primary one, and then he would consider his primary and the one that's open to the Mavi, and therefore he would pose a problem. However, Yaisir min Beis Asayim, but if let's say that Karfav is more than Beis Asayim, which now he has a lot of airspace, now that's the one he prefers, then Ein Oyser, then he would not make it forbidden as the halacha we had said in Amud Aleph, that would be considered his primary one, and therefore he would not pose a problem to the people of the Mavi. However, interestingly, would be the opposite by a Jew. Let's say the Yisrael, a Jew that has an opening to a Karfav, and he also has an opening to the Mavi. Now he forgot and he did not join in the Erev of the Mavi, which would pose a problem, and he would have, like, in a similar way, a type of status as a non-Jew that poses a problem. So now, if the Karfav that his door is open to is Beis Asayim, which is fit for him to use on Shabbos, Eino Eiser, then in that case he would not make it forbidden on the people of the Mavi. Because although by a non-Jew he said that's too small for the non-Jew if it's not more than Beis Asayim, For a Jew, that's more than enough, because on Shabbos, where he's not carrying any heavy loads, because it's Shabbos, so it's enough for him. And since it's more airspace than the Mavi, we consider that his primary one, and not the other one, which is open to the Mavi. And since he didn't join, it's not going to pose a problem, because we don't view him as the one open to the Mavi, as his entryway. However, interestingly, Yosem Beis HaSayim, if it's more than Beis HaSayim, which again was the one that we consider the one that would be primary for the non-Jew, by the Jews the opposite. Where there, if it's more than Beis HaSayim, it has the status of a Karmelis. And for example, if it's not surrounded, if it wasn't enclosed for dwelling for residential purposes. Now, since it's forbidden for the Jew to utilize that area, so that's not the one that he prefers now, because more than Beis HaSayim, we don't view it anymore as a Rishus HaYachid. We view it now as a Karmelis, which is, has a rabbinic Isra on it from carrying inside of it. Then Eiser, then that would make him now Usra on the people of the Mavi, because now that it's larger than Beis HaSayim, then now it's something that he can't use anyway, so he wouldn't view that opening as his primary one, rather he would view the one that's open to the Mavi as his primary one, therefore he'd make a problem for them, because he did not join in the air. Now the Gemara says, Boyimine Rav Barchakloi Mirav Huna, which is going back on the case of the Nachri, which was said by the statement of Rabbi Huda on Amid Alf, which basically is going to ask the same question that was asked on Amid Alf. He wants to know, Pasuch Lekarfaf Mahu, that you told us regarding the non-Jew that he has an opening to a Beka, to a valley, and there we say that that's his primary one, he's not going to pose a problem to the rest of the people of Mabit. What's if it's open only to a Karfaf? So Amalais, I said to him, Hari Amri, really said, Beis HaSayim Oyser, if it's only Beis HaSayim, then it's going to be a problem. Yesim Beis HaSayim Ein Oyser, if it's more than Beis HaSayim, it's not going to be a problem. Again, as we explained, because only then it's going to be considered something significant for him, and therefore it's going to be his primary, and therefore we don't see him as associated with the Mavi, rather to his own one that's open up into the Karfaf. So now once the Gemara mentioned the idea about the Isra, about carrying the Karfaf, which was a problem for Yisrael, and therefore if it's more than Beis HaSayim, then he's not going to prefer that one, rather the one of the Mavi. So the Gemara goes on that halacha. Amar Ula Amar B'yechnan. Karfaf Yisim Beis HaSayim. Regarding this Karfaf, again, which is an enclosed area, but not, it wasn't enclosed for residential purposes, therefore we don't view it as a Rishus Yachad, because a Rishus Yachad can be larger than Beis HaSayim. But here it's just a regular area that was not designated, but it's enclosed with walls. If it's more than Beis HaSayim, Shlehukav Ladir, that was not enclosed for residential purposes, then Afilakur, Afilakuraim, even if it's 75,000 square amas, or even 150,000 square amas, which is a very large area, Hazarek L'toich, if someone throws something from the public domain into that Karfaf, Chayiv is going to be liable for a Karmachatis. Now, although regarding the Issa, the prohibition of carrying inside that area, the Rabbanan consider this area as a Karmelis, which is that they said it's forbidden to carry more than the area of Dalet Amos, and we don't consider it as a Rishus Yachid. But regarding throwing something from a Rishus Rabim into this area, he would be liable for a Chatis as it is, as if it is Rishus Yachid. To which the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Didn't we say we view it as a Karmelis? The reason is because Mechitzahi, meaning biblically, according to biblical law, according to Midai Raisa, this is a full-fledged Rishus Yachid because it's enclosed with Mechitzahs, with walls. And therefore, you're going to be liable for a Karmel Chatis if you throw inside of it. Ella Shemachusar is the urine. The only problem is that it's lacking dwellers. There's no residence. It's not residential area. And therefore, the Rabbanan made a gezeira. They made it forbidden to carry in over there, and they gave it a status of a Karmelis, which is a rabbinic area that's forbidden to carry on Shabbos. But Midaraisa, of course, it's still Rishus HaYachad, and therefore, Lechumra, you would be Chayav HaChatis running from Rishus HaRam, from the public domain, into this enclosed area. On this, the Gemara asks, Masa Ravuna Bar Chinna. We learned in the Braisa that says, Sela Shabayam. If it's a rock in the sea, now the sea itself has a halachic status of a Karmelis, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, there's not 6,000 or 7,000 people walking there, it's not a Rishus HaYachad either because it's not enclosed with walls, it's some intermediate area which is called a Karmelis, which is only forbidden, but it's forbidden at least midrabanan. So if this rock is Gevoya Asor V'Reichav Abba, it's 10 Tfachim high and it's 4 Tfachim wide, which are the dimensions of Rishus HaYachad, then Eima Tatlin, then you're not allowed to carry Loimin Teucheliyam, then you can't carry from the rock into the sea, even within the area of Dalet Amos, because again, anything that's 10 Tfachim high and 4 Tfachim wide is a Rishus HaYachid, so you're not allowed to carry from a private domain, from a Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis. And Beloimin Leyam Teuchel, you can't carry from the sea onto the rock, again, because even if it's an inch away, you're going from one domain to another one, that's Asra, at least Midraban. But Pachis Mikan, if the rock is less than this, let's say it's not 10 Tfachim high, so then it has the same status as a Karmelis as the sea, then Metatlan, then you could carry from the rock to the sea or from the sea to the rock, at least within Dalet Amos, which is allowed to the area to be carried in the Karmelis. Now the Braisa concludes, Ad kama. Now, how wide is the rock allowed to be? Ad beis asayim, up until beis asayim. But not more than that. And the Gemara right now is going to explain, what is this halacha, this clause going back on, is going back on the ratio or the sefer? So the Gemara says, ahai, what is this statement allowing the rock only up to beis asayim going on? If it's going on the end of the braisa that we just mentioned, when we said, if let's say the rock is less than 10 tefachim, that we're allowed to carry from the rock to the sea and from the sea to the rock because it's karmel is, and that is what the braisa is concluding, that only if it's up to beis asayim tvei loy, if the rock is more than beis asayim, then you can't carry from the rock to the sea or from the sea to the rock. What do you mean? But we said when the rock is less than 10 tefachim high, it has a status as a karmelis. If you're carrying from a karmelis to a karmelis, it doesn't make a difference how wide it is or how narrow it is. It's a karmelis. A karmelis can be as big as it wants to be. So why would we say it's only if it's up to beis asayim? Elalav ha-reisha. We have to say that it's going back on the reisha. And this is what the Brice was saying. When it said in the Reisha, regarding a rock in the sea, if it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, which then it has the status as a Reisha Sayachid, on that we said, that we can't carry from the rock to the sea, not from the sea to the rock. And on that is what the Brice is qualifying. Now, up until how large would we consider this rock to be a Reisha Sayachid? And that is what the Braisa said, ad beis asayim, up until beis asayim, which the inference is, hayyaysim beis asayim. But if the rock is more than beis asayim, then we say it loses its status as a reshus hayachid, and we view it as a karmelis. And that is what does the Braisa mean to say? In that case, metal, and then you'd be able to carry from the rock to the sea, from the sea to the rock. So obviously from the Braisa we see that karmelisi, that we view the rock totally like a karmelis, even to go lenient, that even though it's 10 tefachim high, and even, in other words, and even though it has the dimensions of Rishus HaYachid, but if it's going to be larger than the base of Sayim, that we're giving it a status of karmelis, but not just as we had said before, like Rabbi Yechlin said, that would only be as like a stringency, but it would still retain its old stringency of being considered like Rishus HaYachid. Obviously, we're saying that even as a leniency, we'll consider karmelis, and that's what the Bryce is concluding and saying that, yeah, in such a case, when it's larger than base of time, you could even carry from the rock to the sea or from the sea to the rock, because that's what the contrast of the halacha is. The Bryce is saying that if it's a Rishus HaYachid dimension, you can't carry. But what? Until beis asayim, which means if it's more than beis asayim, then you could carry. To yuftid Rabbi Yechanan, that refutes the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. Do you see that obviously we gave it a total status of karmelis, which the same thing would apply to his case, that when you have a karfaf more than beis asayim, it should be the same thing, that we gave it a status of karmelis totally, and therefore you should not be chayav achatas if you throw from a shesay rabim into that karfaf that's more than beis asayim, which has aloha like a karmelis, was only a rabbinic and not to be liable as if it was a shesayachim. So now the Gemara gives two responses to this question. Amar Rava Rava first says, Mandala yada tirutzi masniyasa. The one who doesn't know how to resolve these Tanoic statements, tiyufta moitivli le Rabbi Yechanan, he's going to go ahead and ask questions on Rabbi Yechanan. La'ayla ma'resha. In truth, you're right, it's going on the case of the resha, this qualification of the end of the braisa. But it's not going on the words, the focus of the ratio regarding carrying from the rock to the sea, and therefore you're concluding, oh, that when are we saying that that's a isser? That's only if it's going to be up until beis asayim. More than that's going to be mutter. No, and rather the qualification of the sefer of the brayso, which says up until beis asayim, is going on a diuk, on the inference, and this was the diuk. V'chikama. What the brayso was saying was habetaychli metatlin. But within, on the rock itself, that you could carry. In other words, although we said in the Reisha that you can't carry from the rock to the sea, from the sea from the rock to the rock, if it's going to have the dimensions of a Reisha Sayachid, which is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, but that's only from one to the other. But on the rock itself, you could. On that, and that's because, as we said, because it is a Reisha Sayachid like Rabbi Yechanan holds. And that is what the Braisa concludes in saying, Va'ad Kama. Now, regarding that inference that you could carry on the rock itself, even when it's a Reisha Sayachid, just you can't take it from there to the sea, how large can the rock be that you can carry in the whole entire area? That is ad beis asayim, that's until beis asayim. But more than that, not, because that is the classic Gezeir Drabbanon of considering in the area which was not enclosed for dear purposes, that's more than beis asayim, that we view it as a karmelis to make it forbidden to carry inside of it. Because again, it's lacking dear, it's lacking dwellers, which could be confused with a shusarabim. And therefore then we don't allow carrying more than Dalai Lamas. But regarding carrying from the rock to the sea, we view it as as a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah Yachid, like Rabbi Yochanan said, and therefore one would be liable for the Isser, and it's not, and even more than Beis Hashanah, we would still not consider as a Karmelis, we would consider it still as Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's one approach. Rav Ashi gives a second teretz to explain Rabbi Yochanan. Lo'olam areishit. In truth, it's not like Rava wanted to say that it was the qualification of the Braisa up until Beis Hashanah was going on this inference of allowing to carry on the rock itself. No, he's saying it's going on the Reisha, and even regarding halacha of carrying from the rock to the sea, that it's telling us that it's going to have the halacha of a Karmelis and it's going to be permitted, which was the question on Rabbi Yochanan, that we see that we give it a full-fledged halacha of Karmelis even as a leniency. However, it's not going to be difficult according to Rabbi Yochanan. And that is because definitely according to the Chiyuv Midei Raisa, we consider the rock as a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Now, if that's the case, we view it as Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so why is the Braisa saying that if it's up till Beis Hashanah, that is when it's going to be usher to carry from the rock to the sea, but if it's more than Beis Hashanah, then it's going to be mutter to carry from the rock to the sea. Now, why should it be mutter to carry from the rock to the sea, which is a Karmelis? But the problem is, you cannot now carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which you're saying that that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds, at least L'chumra, to carry from the rock to the sea. However, we're going to find that there is going to be a reason why, although that there is a Issa Tiltum carrying Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Karmelis, at least from Rabbanan, that it was permitted in this case. And that is based on Hein Amru, the Hein Amru. That they said this, and they said another Issa, and they saw that these are conflicting values, they're conflicting gezeiros, that you're not going to be able to maintain both of them. And therefore they said that one gezeiros is the one that will maintain, and the other one will say that we're going to allow this one to be over on, which is our heter of allowing one to carry from the rock to the sea, in spite of the fact that it's the Issa Rabbanan of carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Karmelis, as the Gemara explains. Hein Amru, they first said one Issa Rabbanan. That on the one hand is the Isser of Karpa VSME Beis Hashanah, Shalehu Kuf Ladira, when you have an enclosed area, that if it's more than Beis Hashanah and it was not enclosed for residential purposes, that there was a Gezer Jabon, that Ematat Lamboy El Bdal Amis, that we only allowed carrying within four Amis, and that is because the Chacham considered that area as a Karmelis regarding carrying, because it could be confused with Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because there are no residents there, so it looks like a regular public domain. However, it's still forbidden to carry from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into that area or from that area to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, like Rabbi Yochanan, who he holds, it still maintains its Rosh Hashanah Yachid status, because although now it's bigger than Beis Hashanah, but still it's considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid because it does have mechitzas enclosed. It's only this Derabbanan that made it Karmelis was only as a Chumrah. So that's one halacha. Yet on the other hand, Behein Amr, they also said, Ein metaltlin Rosh Hashanah Yachid Karmelis, that one is not allowed to carry from a private domain to a Karmelis. And that is because we don't want it to come that people might end up carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. However, in this Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is more than Beis Hashanah, they did not make a gzera in this case, which was this halacha of the Isra of carrying from the rock to the Karmelis to the sea. Now, what's the reason? Why over here did they say that it's not going to be Asr? Because as the Gemara will explain right now, although there's an Isra of carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Karmelis, which would apply even if this Rosh Hashanah Yachid is larger than Beis Hashanah, because as Rabbi Yochanan explains that as we're resolving Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, it still retains its deraisa de galocha of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. However, that was only the Isra of carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Karmelis was only said, at least in this unique case, of only if it's up to Beis Hashanah. More than that, it's not. Why is that? So the Gemara says, Beis Hashanah, when it's up to Beis Hashanah, the shari little tuli bekule, where in that case, and that no matter what type of Rosh Hashanah Yachid it is, even if it's Shalei Hukuf Ladira, you're allowed to carry in that in whole entire area because it's not more than Beis Hashanah yet. So there, Asr Rabban L'Tutuli, that is where the Rabbanan said that's the Isra to carry, not from the rock to the sea, and not from the sea into it. My time, why only over there, which was the case of the Reisha, when it's up till Beis Hashanah, that is where they said it's forbidden to carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Karmelis, and from the Karmelis to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and not more than that, my time. Because Rosh Hashanah Yachid gemurahi, because that case is a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And that is when we make the Isra to carry from that Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Karmelis, nothing bad is going to happen from that Gezer D'Rabbanan. However, and this is where we get to the punchline, yes, a Beis Hashanah, which was the qualification of the end of the Braisa, but if that rock is more than Beis Hashanah, the Asr L'Tiltuli B'Kuli, we're there because of the other Issa D'Rabbanan, we don't allow the person to carry an entire rock only up to 4 amas, because again, any karfaf, any area that was enclosed, not for residential purposes, that's more than base asayim, we don't allow you to carry the entire area. There, although again, it's midaraisa, and regarding chumra, it's considered rishus yachid, shariya ban latutuli. There, the rabban did allow to carry mitoich liyam and miniyam latoichai, from the rock to the sea and from the sea to the rock. My time, what's the reason? It's a rishus yachid. Why are you allowed to carry into the sea, which is a karmelis? That's the other conflicting drabbanan. Because there, Dilma Amri, because maybe people are going to say, Rishas HaYachad Gemurihi. People might come to say that this is a full-fledged Rishas HaYachad. And that is, if we say that it's forbidden to carry from the rock to the sea, even within 4 amas, people are going to say, wait a second, why can't we? Oh, you know why? Because this rock is a full-fledged Rishas HaYachad, even on the rabbinic level. Now that's a problem. Because va'asi little tule bekule, because then people are going to come to carry in the whole entire rock, even though it's more than base asayim. Now that's going to uproot the other takana drabbanan of the issur of carrying in the area that's more than base asayim. So therefore, they nullified the other gezer drabbanan of carrying from rishus yachid to karmelis because of that gezer drabbanan of enforcing that people don't carry in the area more than base asayim, that they can't carry more than dalad amas at a time. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? What's the difference? Why is the takana of not carrying in an area that was enclosed, not for residential purposes, that now it's bigger than Beis HaSayim, that you're not allowed to carry more than Dalad Amis, why is it better than the other Gzer Drabbanan of carrying from Rishus HaYochah to Carmelis, where now you're not going to have the other one now? By trying to rectify that one, you're going to be carrying from Rishus HaYochah to Carmelis. So why is that one better than the other one? That the Gemara says, Teichei Shchiach. Carrying in the area of the rock is common. And therefore, if we allow the person to carry over there, people are going to see, and they're going to come to confuse it with a Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, we're going to have that problem. So therefore, we say, you know what? We're not going to make it forbidden from you carrying from there to the sea, because if we do, we might think that it's a full-fledged Rishus HaYachid, and it's not. And now, if you're going to be carrying there because you think it is, that is going to be included in the other Gzeir Drabbanan of if you're carrying in the Karmelis, people might confuse it with Rishus Rabim, you might come to carry Rishus Rabim. However, carrying from the rock to the sea, or from the sea to the rock, is not common, and as a famous dictum in Shas is that Rabbanan would not gezer in the case that's not common. Carrying from the rock to the sea is not so common, therefore that's not where we would gezer. Now, although by other Rishus HaYachids to Karmelises, there was the Gzer Rabbanan of carrying, that's because they are common cases to carry from Rishus HaYachid to Karmelis. But our case of the rock and the sea, where we have two anomalies, we have A, that is larger than Beis HaSayim, and that it's also going to be carrying from the rock to a Karmelis, that's not so common. Therefore, we went ahead and we gave over that the Rabbanan, since it conflicts with the other one, there's going to be one that has to give for the other one, because if we allow one, the other one's going to be in jeopardy. Therefore, we go with the one that's more common, that's carrying in an area of the rock in the Karmelis, more than base assignment. That's the problem. We might come to carry in that area because we're going to think that it's a complete Rishus HaYachid if we don't allow you to carry from the rock to the sea. And therefore, we gave up on that Gzer Drabbanan, so to speak, of carrying from the rock to the sea to allow to enforce the other one of not to carry throughout this entire area of this rock that's more than base asayim. And therefore, we resolved the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan that really the karfaf that's more than base asayim, min ha-tari, it is Rishus HaYachid. And the question was, if it's a Rishus HaYachid, why, if it's more than base asayim, do we allow you to carry from there to Karmelis? That's as we just explained, because although it is a Issur Drabbanan of carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Karmelis, we gave up on that Issur Drabbanan to enforce the other Issur Drabbanan of not to carry in the area more than base asayim, and more than Dalet Amis at a time. Another Gemara continues onto a different halacha, which again is going to be related to the subject that we spoke about, but it's going to bring many stories regarding a child on the 8th day of since his birth, when he's supposed to have a bris milah that came out on Shabbos. So the Gemara begins, Hahu Yanuka, there was this child, the Ishtapech Chamimi, that his hot water spilled out, and that is they wanted to circumcise him on Shabbos, and they had warmed up water from him from before Shabbos, and now it spilled out, and it was necessary for the health of the child that was getting a circumcision, a bris milah on Shabbos, to have this warm water. So now that it spilled out, what do you do? So Amalu Rabbi told them, Naishu Lei Chamimi Migoy Beisoy, go bring him hot water from my home. And that is, from the home of Rabbah, because Rabbah and the child lived in the same courtyard in different homes. So Amalei Abayi told him, but B'holay Arvina, we didn't make a Rubi Chatzeres. We can't go ahead and carry from your home to his home because we're not joined together. So Amalei, so he said to him, Nismach HaShitav, so we could rely on the Shetuvim Mevoyes. And that is, as we learn in the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, that if all the courtyards had joined in the Shetuvim Mevoyes to join in the bigger part of the city, in the Mavoy, then they're permitted everywhere, both in the Mavoy and even in the Chatzer, even if they didn't make for their own immediate chatzer. Rubi Chatzeres said all the homes joined together, but since that chatzer joined together with the other chatzeres for the Mavoy, that's good enough and they can carry in the courtyard. So even though we didn't make a Rubi Chatzeres, we could rely on the Shetuvim Avoyes. So Amalei, but he said, Abayi said to him, Holy Shetifin, we didn't make Shetuvim Avoyes either, so we don't have Rubi Chatzeres or Shetuvim Avoyes. We can't carry from your home to the child's home. So he responded to him, says, Neimru Lei L'Nachri Leis Leis, let's call a non-Jew and let him bring the hot water. So I'm Abayi says, Abayi la usri lama, I wanted to ask a question on the master, on Rabbah, regarding what he said. But Yishovkin Rabbi Yosef, my Rabbi didn't let me ask then. The Amar Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Yosef had said, Amar Rav, Kahanda, Rav Kahanda said, Ki avinu be Rabbi Huna, when we were in the house of Rabbi Yehuda, Hava Amalan, he told us the following klal, the following general rule, Bidai writes, regarding a biblical prohibition. And a Torah sage gives a psak halacha regarding something that is permitted. But there are some of the students that have something they want to say about it, that they have questions. Maisvina tiyufta, first we ask questions. V'hazar din maisa, and only then do we go ahead and we follow through with his psak. And that is, you first ask the question so that we shouldn't come to possibly be over on the issue d'oraisa. However, but if let's say the subject at hand is only regarding Issur Rabban, for example, our case of the Rubi Chatzeres, then Avdina Maisa, first we allow the Chacham to do like his Psak was and we do the action. V'hodim Maisa v'intiyuf, then only later do we go ahead and ask a question to learn if he did a proper Psak or not. So L'pasar Hachi, after the episode was done and that they brought the water from Rabbah's home to the child, Omar Leis, Rabbi Yosef told Abayi, my boy is L'suvi L'mar, what was the question that you had on Rabbah? So Amalei, Abayi said to him, the Tanya, because they have a braisa that says hazar regarding spraying a ritually impure person, someone that's tamei, which is not forbidden on Shabbos, only because of shvus, it's only a issa drabanan, because it looks like something that's being done. So although it's not a biblical, but it's a rabbinic issa, and vamir l'narchi shvus. And similarly, we have an issa telling a non-Jew to do a malacha on Shabbos, which is also issa drabanan, and therefore he wants to draw a parallel between the two cases. And we can tap on top of some chesem and aleph, and that is mahazar shvus, just like by spraying someone on Shabbos to be mitarim is only issa drabanan, and yet ve'ena deichesa Shabbos, it does not push away the Isra of Shabbos, and that is even when it's regarding to do a mitzvah. For example, let's say someone has to slaughter his carbon Pesach, which when he's tummy is not allowed to. Yet in spite of that, as it says in Masechet Pesachim and Perek El Dram, that still you're not allowed to spray him. You're not allowed to do an Isra Drabbanan to be able to allow him to do a mitzvah. So therefore, so same thing should apply regarding telling a non-Jew to do an Isser of Shabbos, which is only Isser Abonim, but ve'ena deiches Shabbos. It should not allow you to be deiches the Isser Shabbos, even in a place of doing a mitzvah, as it was in this case, a mitzvah mila. So how did Rab allow a non-Jew, which is Isser Abonim, to be done on Shabbos, it's pushing away Shabbos, to do a mitzvah, which we find that is not true. We find hazah to spray someone on Shabbos, which is also only a Rabban. We do not allow that, even though it's for a mitzvah purpose. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef responded to him, wait, what's your question? Don't you think there's a difference between the Issur Rabbanan of Amir La'akim, when there is a malacha d'oraisa that's being done, l'shvus de'les b'maisa, to an Issur Rabbanan of Amir La'akim, when there is no action, meaning there's no malacha d'oraisa being done, which our case was only haitza in a chatzer, which at most is only an Issur Rabbanan. The Hamar Loi Amir La'nachri Zil Achim, Rabbi didn't tell the non-Jew to go ahead and warm up new water for the child, which would be Bishol d'oraisa, which would be a malacha d'oraisa. Here it is, at most, it's what's called a shvus, the shvus, b'makom mitzvah. It's an issur d'rabbanan of telling a non-Jew to do an issur d'rabbanan of carrying in a chatzar without an eruv. B'makom mitzvah, in the place of mitzvah, that is allowed. So although you're right, you're bringing from hazah, which that you're not allowed to do an actual shvus yourself, that's forbidden. But to tell a non-Jew to do Isra Banan, that's one of the klolim that's allowed to do, that's called a shvus to shvus, telling a non-Jew, which is itself a Isra Banan, to do a different Isra Banan, carrying in a chatzar with the makam mitzah in the place of doing this mitzah, the mitzah milah, that is allowed, and therefore there's no question on Rabbah.